Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
And now your host, coming to you from Central Texas Command Center, Scott Bronson on secret technologies and why the globalists try to buy them up and suppress them, but why that's a futile task. And now, Scott Bronson.
I'm not happy you did this to me, Jones. So I just think that humanity as a whole and the general spirit of humanity is so strong and so powerful that when evil comes in and tries to curtail it or crush it or things like that, humanity just has a way of fighting out of it. Whether it's, take automobiles, for instance. We've made so many advances, and so many of those advances are outside of what they would want. Go back to Prohibition when they, some guy in the hills was like, I want to deliver moonshine, so I'm going to create a car that's faster than anything they have. And we did it. You're going to see the same thing with anything that they do with guns. If they would ever, hey, you can't have anything higher than this caliber of a bullet, some guy is going to go out there and he's going to take that caliber of bullet and he's going to make it as lethal as anything.
Exactly. So their only hope is to poison us and dumb us down or just kill everybody. The only way they, and in fact, that's what Mr. Bigner Brzezinski said before he died. He gave a speech to CFR in Canada. He said, we used to be able to control people. Now we can't. We just need to kill everybody.
But that's the thing. You're not going to, we're God's creation. You're never going to be able to kill his creation. Not even the devil, who was also created by God, who is also only doing what God has created him to do. There's only one creation that he made that isn't created to do something, whatever he wants, and they're allowed to do whatever they want to do, and that's us. And so, sure, some people, try and curtail it and crush it and control it, but that doesn't work. And it's only through humanity's always gonna prevail. Always.
I agree. What do you think of Elon Musk? You think he's a total fake, or does the system know they're losing and is that their attempt to bridge the gap and start moving back towards humanity?
I think Elon's no different than anybody. I don't know Elon, so I'm skeptical of Elon. He does some things that I like, and he says things that I like. But I don't have any like negative or positive opinion of him other than that we agree on some things, and he seems to speak out. Take the Bronny James heart attack. He came out and said, not everything is the vaccine, but some things might be the vaccine. I think that's an important statement because I do think people do pay attention to what he says. And if you get those people to start looking at what he's saying and they start digging into it, it's going to make their
lot harder
to push up.
Seriously, that's why George Soros has come after him and killed like 59% of his advertising. I mean, the globalist, sure, he's got some backers who might be patriots in the U.S. government. He's definitely got bad globalists after him.
Absolutely, and they don't like what he does. You have the U.S. government now that is trying to. Elizabeth Warren came out and she wants to investigate what he's doing with Tesla because he bought Twitter. That doesn't make sense. What does Tesla have to do with Twitter? Why is that somehow a conflict of interest? He said things like he builds electric cars, but he says that he wants to. We still need gas. He pushes for gas,
gas. We'll never get to electric or any other technology unless we use the fossil fuels to get there. But that's why it's so dangerous. They're building technologies that don't work. Because I agree, we can't just have fossil fuel forever. So to be moving away from that towards something that doesn't work is really dangerous.
But the thing is that even things like oil, we thought we had a limited amount of oil, and we've developed more and more technologies that make it so we find more and more oil. We've never ran
That's
out of
right.
oil.
Everything we were told was made up. It's almost like it was put here for us. It's bizarre.
It's weird, right?
Almost like there's quite a few of these things been set up.
Exactly.
All right, Scott Bronson, thank you. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Because you got to set up the planet and set us up. We get to discover it all again for ourselves. It's healthier that way. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million. Highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock. Limited supply. Infowarsstore.com. 30% off. And it's a very limited supply. But we have it back. Infowarsstore.com. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Been blowing up today from a lot of really smart people I respect, saying, man, this is a psyop going on in Congress. Now, I was live most of the time they were on, but we did the first couple of hours before we went on at 11, tape it. We've got some clips that are amazing. But Dark Journalist is an independent reporter, filmmaker from Cambridge, Mass. DarkJournalist.com, really smart guy. I'm not going to get into all the documentaries and things he's put together with a lot of major whistleblowers and X-Project Aerospace and more, but he knows what he's talking about. I'm not saying there aren't little green men somewhere in the universe. I'm not saying there isn't interdimensional stuff, but when you look at the story being put out in Congress, it's the same one that other whistleblowers put out over and over again that have been connected to a larger psyop. And these guys haven't seen aliens, they haven't seen crash sites, but they're being told it's there and it's above Congress and this secret shadow government. So right when the real shadow government, the intelligence agencies, the bureaucracies are being caught running our government, they're caught, that's real, running child sex trafficking, running drugs. Now we learn there's another group secretly working with the aliens, and that's been the same psyop for so long, told to us for 60-plus years, 70 years, by Hollywood. So we've got some amazing clips coming up. I want to get your take on this. Darren Beatty, who's a White House advisor to Trump and a professor, he texted and said, can I get on the show? And he's usually hard to get on. Now, this is a total psyop. If he can pop in, we'll see if that happens. But Dark Journalist, you've been watching this. We've got a lot of the clips here. Give me your analysis of this.
Well, it's good to see you, Alex. I'll tell you, this was definitely rushed, and they put this one up there. They wanted to run it in the summer. It was a trial balloon. And to see if they could pull this off. And one of the things that they had front and center there was the whistleblowers. But you'll notice in the audience there speckled all these intel people. And they're ready to push the whole UFO threat aspect of this. And they're using the conduit of the whistleblowers. So what they'll do is they'll have a couple of Navy pilot guys who have actually seen things in training programs or whatever. And then they'll plant in the middle of that an actual IC community whistleblower, quote unquote. And so we see James Clapper in the audience, and we see other figures who've been involved in this from day one. And the name of the game really is they've been working on this technology over 80 years, and they've kept that from the public. It's been outside of those channels. There are actual divisions within the government that are completely unknown to the public. It's just like the NRO originally when it came out, we didn't discover its existence for 25 years. they're handling the UFO file, and the UFO file is completely, the oversight of the UFO file is handled by the same group that handles the ultra-secret continuity of government program, which means you can't get any answers in a traditional congressional setting. So this is really a lot of cover and fluff on the surface in relation to this.
Well, I know that I was able to talk to Dr. Bob Bowman a lot before he died. I interviewed him over a decade, but I talked to him when he was dying of cancer. Tough guy. He drove here in his RV with his wife, was on my show probably 10 years ago, and like died a week later of leukemia. And but he came on air and just basically spilled his guts. But he said, I'm not giving out anything classified, because he said they've leaked a lot of this. I'll tell you what they've leaked. But he said almost all of this is advanced craft we've got that's unmanned and that is, you know, based on hidden technology. So much of our own ships, our own craft being harassed by all this is really North American British technology. The question I want to ask you is, where did they get it? Why is the West so far ahead?
Well, it's a great point. We know at the end of World War II that we got the bulk of the really ex-scientists there and the Nazi program. So the bulk of the paperclip Nazis were the cream of the crop. And Russia got some good scientists as well, but certainly the Germans were far ahead of anyone on this tip. The thing is, the programs that have to do with the X technology go back even further. And so we had that ability through mystery school knowledge and through these other things to develop an entirely different class of technology outside of traditional channels. And, you know, when we look at the UFO file, we're talking about two things, because on one hand, you have this idea of the Tesla technology, and that's the real X technology and where it gets to. The mystery schools also had a version of this through figures like John Keeley, and they would move that technology around. So you have all these stories that go back in the 1700s, 1800s of these craft, and you have news stories that sound just like, you know, Independence Day.
And there's paintings at the Vatican that are 800 years old of flying saucers with portals flying over the Virgin Mary and baby Jesus.
Exactly. This is something that's been going on for such a long period of time, and it's interesting that this gets us into the idea that once our own civilization, this is something that's coming up more and more, was more advanced, and this knowledge was kept after a huge disaster in Earth's history. And we see so many scientists and independent scientists looking into this and saying, the history is much different, and we are kind of a species with amnesia in relation to that. So this is an aspect of a group that may have kept the technology over thousands of years, as far as that sounds. And what happens is when we look back on that history, you see things like the Ezekiel wheel and things of this nature. There's the suggestion there of an advanced technology. Even the Ark of the Covenant gets us into that territory.
Well, exactly. And Plato, you know, 2,300 years ago, almost everything he talked about, they dug it up where he said it was. They found it where he said it was. He was a pretty serious guy, the father of philosophy. He said out in the Atlantic Ocean there was this big base. They had this free energy source. They had automatons. They had flying ships. And then it blows up. And that would really add a lot of credence to what we're talking about.
It does, because so much of the technology is a rediscovery. You know, if we go in the 20th century from horse and buggy to rockets, you know, that's a serious jump, which suggests there was something there in Earth's past that got us there. So let's update it to the UFO file. When you get into the 40s, they have a massive leak of technology, and that happens right in World War II when all the nations are spying on each other. And there's a lot of UFO espionage in that goes on to this day. As a matter of fact, one of the main reasons you won't get the real truth around the UFO file is the level of espionage involved in the different countries, because the country that's right close up to America in relation to the UFO file is Russia. So, you know, this is where you get a lot of the obfuscation around the naming conventions, like UAP, for example. This is the intel community's objective, which is they want to incorporate their own version of the UFO file with its own history. And they want to name it its own thing, just like Homeland Security, you know, the homeland and things like that. It has nothing to do with the United States. You know, the United States has a constitution. The United States has a whole history. But the homeland is just something that came up in relation to the last, you know, 20 years. And this whole thing has a whole program. You have 250,000 employees for Homeland Security. And Homeland Security is getting more and more involved in hosting the UFO file hearings as well. So one of the things we can't go over a cliff with is the, aliens are here and there's a UFO threat. That's the piece that they're trying to push, and they're doing a really good job.
Well, I should have said, that's the big question. Why is this coming out now? This is so cookie cutter from the original PSYOP of Roswell, and then these whistleblowers repeat the exact Roswell PSYOP and what the previous whistleblowers said 30, 40 years ago, and then they say, oh, no one's ever released this before, we're the first, and it's the exact stuff that they've been pushing forever. So they're following an exact script, but they sound genuine, like, I'm told by everyone it's suppressed from Congress. I never saw it, but they told me, and it looks like they've been picked because maybe they're autistic. I'm not trying to be mean to them. Maybe they're, because they didn't come off as, they came off as patsies to me watching the clips I saw.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And that's the thing. We have to size them up, and what do our eyes tell us in relation to these individuals? And in particular, a lot of them now are saying, well, you know, this is what was told to me in secret session or whatever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Big drop by Gorbachev, and what he was trying to say was, look, you know, we've been dealing with this, and they've been pushing up the whole idea, which is where they got Star Wars and SDI, to fight off an alien threat. And one of the key pieces of information from that era is that there's a scientist who came forward and said, well, what they were showing Reagan were these large craft that were in the rings of Saturn. And he came forward, he let that information out. And he was a NASA scientist. There was no doubting his credentials. So the question is, why were they scaring Reagan? And that's how we got into that SDI situation. And that's how they were able to, you know, set the tune for what they were going to do with a rollout of the advanced tech back then. They decided against it. And now here the clock has swung again, and they have the right people in charge. They have Biden, who's completely absent-minded and run by committee. And this is the perfect time because he can't get back in. They're going to need the UFO threat piece in order to solidify that presidency going forward.
I totally agree. And that's what Kissinger famously said in Evian, France in 1991 or two. He said we had an outside threat outside the world that would unify the world under the UN. And you've got him going to China. You've got all this going on. And then this major PSYOP. This might be the emergency break if they want to stop war with China or stop war with Russia. Because there's different factions inside the globalist system. So you have the nuclear committee worry we just make nuclear weapons. How do we make people stop it? Well, maybe we develop a UFO threat with all the new technology we've got so that we can actually be the outside threat that can checkmate all these warring parties. Just like they said, mutually assured destruction, nuclear weapons can stop war. Well, wouldn't an alien threat unify humanity to stop war as well?
Exactly. Now, this is the idea exactly. If we go a little bit deeper with that, what happens if you're staging a huge false flag invasion and you're really going for it in this fashion? What happens if the real thing shows up? So this is the nature of the caricature, you know, very much like the hearings today are a huge caricature around breaking through that, you know, transparency, and that government needs to give us the facts. All those guys are the government. They're all intel agents. They're all Congress people. You know, you have the DNI, the former
they're
DNI.
They're tattling on them. I'm going to stop. You're a genius here, but it's the system tattling on itself to give itself credibility. What you said is key. The reason they released COVID and the reason they killed all those people, the excuse was to the mid-level, we had to do it as a drill in case the real thing shows up. But the way the brain right. works is if there's an alien attack they run, it's the same thing. So they're basically building the excuse for an alien attack in case aliens show up, but they've already basically created what's the equivalent of alien technology, and they're creating animal-human clones, so it's actually normalizing what they've already really done.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking about what does the term alien actually mean there? And, you know, we've been given it this definition that they can always disprove. Oh, there's nothing coming here from Venus or Mercury or whatever. Yeah, we understand that. That's a totally different question. But the idea is that they are saying, well, you know, this thing came in from another system. It was traveling at this unusual rate of speed, and it was this huge Oumuamua piece. And now we have this Harvard astrophysicist who said, oh, I found a piece of this asteroid, and it's actually alien intelligence. That's the one really to watch, in my opinion, because what they're trying to do is come up with a number of different scenarios and see which ones will pull well enough in order for them to pull this off. And but they certainly are ready to do it. As a matter of fact, the connecting link, when you mentioned COVID there, to what's going on in relation to the UFO threat is look at Avril Haines. She is the DNI. She was the deputy under Brennan. She's the one who came up with all of these legal definitions so we could drone people overseas at wedding parties and things like of this nature. And Brennan comes out and he's saying, oh, you know, my friends have talked about the UFO file. There may be another form of life there. So you're getting CIA disclosure. But Haines, his deputy, became the DNI under Biden. And she led all of these UAP days there in Congress where she sits down and she talks to all these UFO experts from the government. And then if you look into her history just a little half inch deep, you're going to find she's associated with Event 201 and the Gates event with all the Intel people before COVID hits in that November before, which you've described so well on this program. So once you start to see that, and you also start to see a lot of the UFO experts they're bringing forward are very big into viruses. A lot of them have very big medical histories. As a matter of fact, one of the main whistleblowers they've brought forward has patented a number of diseases. So a real deep look at the Intel aspect of the UFO push and why the media is going for it. We know the media under orders from the IC community for years, all of that CIA blocking around the UFO file. Now they're getting the instructions, promote this thing, get it out there. We need it, and we need it soon. We definitely need it by 2024.
And I've asked this question twice, and you've given the answer twice. It's different angles. It's amazing. But just why do they seem so panicked right now to just create as much hysteria and crime and open borders and UFOs and race, man against woman and gay against straight? Just all, like, why are they running around like chickens with their heads cut off? Because they're destabilizing a planet the globalists already rule. I mean, to me, it's like aliens did put a gun to their head and say, you better start shutting things down or you're dead, because they all do look scared, like they're following a deadline. That's just what I picked up from their body language. I don't know exactly what they're up to, but they don't look happy.
No, I agree. And it does seem like there's an extra player involved in the events that we're seeing, and they're willing to out themselves in a far more dramatic fashion. You know, when you look at people who studied the Rockefellers and, you know, a lot of the work that you brought forward around Bilderberg and things like that, those groups would go in, study how to do the PSYOP, roll it out, take their time, make sure it looked respectable on the surface, and do all these things behind the scenes. Now what you're seeing is, you know, a company like Nexstar Media, for example, going in and funding News Nation. And News Nation has Chris Cuomo and all these kind of CNN rejects running it. And they're the ones who are the lead on all the UFO stuff now. They're behind everything that you see. They own 200 stations. So if you get into and look at the groups that operate on this level, you're going to find that in those continuity of government groups, they always select not just government people, but corporate entities and their CEOs. And that goes back to when we were looking at Eisenhower, and when he was dealing with the UFO file, he put in his emergency preparedness group media officials from CBS and others. So when you look at this continuity of government group, who's headed up by the NORTHCOM commander, General Van Herk, when the whole balloon thing happened, they didn't put President Biden out there. And I say president very loosely. They put out General Van Herk from NORAD, who's also the NORTHCOM COG commander. So they wanted to put us in that pose of, here's a dry run, this guy's shooting down UFOs, you know, it's a UFO threat, and General Van Herk from COG is going to save us. That's the link, that's the crossover that I see in terms of how they're going to do it. They're going to do it through NORAD, and there's going to be that whole idea. Now, that's what they've been building up, and the whole question is, can they accomplish something like that, and can they do it in short order? I think it's almost like the atomic clock. I use this analogy on a number of my shows. You know, all these scientists get together and they're like, with all these actions that we're seeing around the world and Ukraine and everything else, we're that much closer to midnight, which means total nuclear disaster. Well, in terms of the UFO threat file, I think we've moved the clock now much closer directly to that, to them taking the action of the UFO threat in order to achieve emergency powers. That's really the key. And that's what they got as a dry run with COVID in a spectacularly unconstitutional.
Exactly. I couldn't say it as good as you. Stay there. Wow. Dark Journalist, darkjournalist.com on YouTube, Dark Journalist. I mean, we're like 1 second to midnight in my view. And this heralds the coming of their whole new system. The next big scam is alien invasion.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Age of wonder. In the age of wonder. We're living in the age of wonder. They just want you to think you're not living in it. Their ugly architecture, globalist Hollywood, it's all there so you don't dream and realize how amazing you are. So they can play the gods and you're the slave.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And think about the ultimate class system. Oh, we'll take all your rights away because Trump's a Russian agent. Well, now we're protecting you from aliens. And the same PSYOP put out by two other colonels, the exact same script since the late 1940s of the aliens in Roswell, right after the atomic program and how do we unify the Earth, another PSYOP out of that whole thing. And then that incredible display today of what I believe is useful idiots who are told, oh, you can't see the aliens, don't tell Congress. Oh, Congress manipulating people who they had a profile on, who they knew would run and tell. And then that creates this incredible credibility, but it runs into a brick wall. We're going to have dark journalist on with us. She's one of the leading experts on this at 11:30 tomorrow for an hour and a half. So right up front, I'll cover the latest news developments, and then we're going to do an hour and a half because I've got, from the testimony, 10 different clips, and I'm sure he'll have more. I mean, these are insane. These are aliens. Earth is no longer safe. We know where the craft are located, but you've never seen them. I mean, this is wild. Darren J. Beatty is popping in. He's a hard guy to get on, but he's texting me saying, I want on. This is a psyop. And he's a smart guy, former advisor to Trump and a media expert. He knows how to analyze this. Revolver.news. He's at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. Doc, what do you take away from this, and why are you saying psyop?
Well, you know, the broader context is just very bizarre because we live in an age where the corrupt morons, the mediocrities in government and their auxiliaries in the media and so forth, are lying to us about pretty much every single important event in our lives. And for whatever reason, these same entities that have so aggressively lied to us and covered up all the important things from, you know, the election to, you know, COVID, you name it, crime statistics, you name it, Oklahoma City, you name it. The same people are lying about everything. For whatever reason, kind of all of a sudden, are really desperate for the UFO topic to be front and center in our consciousness. They're really desperate to shove these so-called whistleblowers in our faces and dangle this fool's gold of saying, oh, maybe the aliens are real, maybe you're not. We can't show you any evidence, of course, but maybe it's real. Let's get this low-level, I don't know. I mean, you can tell by the way these people look. The guy has that kind of fat pig head of somebody who was born only to take orders. He's only taken orders. That's all he'll ever do. This is not a whistleblower. This is a guy who's taking orders for whatever reason. They want him to trot him in front of the camera. And it's such a, you know, bread and circuses thing that really reflects their abysmally low assessment of the average American's intelligence.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to say. I'm not saying I'm an elitist or I have, you know, this noble look. But we all know, like, when you pull up at the gas station in the middle of the night and the guy looks like a criminal and, strangely enough, he approaches you and tries to mug you. And I'm not saying these guys are criminals. They just all brag. I'm incredibly smart, and I'm really trusted, and I'm an incredible intel officer, and you should believe me. And they just come off as like, hey, this is the moron. We'll tell we got dead aliens, and they'll run tell on us. I mean, it just comes off as like, just totally idiotic. I hate to say, like, these guys look like morons, but they do.
They look like morons. It looks like somebody who's, like, the permanent, like, face of somebody who said, sir, yes, sir, his entire life, and that's all that's in his brain. But the thing is, you know, he does try to dazzle the, in his view, stupid American masses. He thinks the American, he tries to dazzle them with words like biologics. You see, the one of the congressmen asked him, said, did you recover, you know, live bodies? And then he gets a serious tone and he looks at her as though he's very uncomfortable to be revealing such a subversive and deep truth of the U.S. government. And he looks at her and said, we recovered biologics. Give me a break. Biologics is so that.
And, Doc, I don't know why it is, because I see you on, like, national TV. Hold on, Dr. Beatty. I see you on national TV, and your Skype is totally clear. So now when you come with us, it must be on our end. Let me put you on hold and try to fix your Skype, because it's breaking up. And then I want to get dark journalists to take on what you were just saying. More good points. I'm not trying to run down the guys that are testifying. It just, it really comes off as the village idiots of the government trying to scare us. And I agree with Dr. Beatty. I don't see this selling. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that they're trying to do is they're not giving us any data or anything, but they're trying to give the setup for the data. So they're trying to make it look like, oh, you know, I'll reveal it in a SCIF, you know, and everything what they ask that's an important question, they're like, oh, it'll be in the SCIF. So he literally could get them in the SCIF and say, well, actually, I didn't see anything, but, you know, here's all the stuff that I said publicly. And I think, again, that this is the way that this needs to be managed. If you'll notice that the actual hearings themselves, Burchett and Luna, the two representatives who were originally going to carry the football on this and wanted the hearings and were going to lead the hearings, were pulled at the last minute. So somebody thought, they're not going to be able to pull this off. And that's a bad sign if they pull the people who are leading the hearing the night before. And I think it's very telling as well. What's also interesting, I think, is somebody like Burchett on the congressional side seems, again, very easy to convince of things. You know, and when you get Representative Andre Carson, this lifelong Democrat, and he's giving these interviews and he's saying, well, it might be interdimensionals, then you know you've entered the Twilight Zone. Because, you know, these people and the things that they talked about even a few years ago would never go anywhere near a subject like interdimensionals, for example. So they're under instructions that there's something going on in the background.
By the way, I missed this clip because I've talked to people really involved in psychedelics, in government projects, where they're like astronauts with DMT decades ago trying to map things. And that's what they believe is interdimensional. So there's serious research into communication with other dimensions. They've got radio telescopes pointed at distant stars. But I missed it today. They had members of Congress talking about interdimensionals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Carson.
Okay, I got to get that clip. Well, I'm going to go right back to you. You're on for an hour and a half tomorrow, and we're very blessed. Stay with us. Dr. Medium, we've got you back on Clear Skype now. I'm sure it's on our end because I see on other shows. They're fine. Not blaming the crew. Just some weird foible system. But I mean, I didn't know they talked about interdimensionals today. Did you see that?
Are you asking me about
yes,
this?
Yes, did you see that?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't clear. Yeah, I heard about the interdimensionals. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And look, we can look at this particular guy who's clearly ridiculous. In my view, he comes across as some kind of low-level sir, yes, sir guy who's doing what he's told. He's not a whistleblower revealing some deep, dark, dangerous, historic secrets of the U.S. government. If you want to see how real whistleblowers are treated, look at what happened to Gary Webb, who wrote The Dark Alliance. Look what happened to some of the whistleblowers who are just talking about January 6th who are having their lives ruined. You want to tell me that the people blowing the whistles on January 6th get their lives ruined? The guy blowing his whistle on intelligence agencies and the drug trade ends up dead, and yet somebody exposing this allegedly deep, dark, historic secret, they're just giving him the kabuki kid gloves, and we're supposed to believe this is a real whistleblower?
No, it's absolute crap.
In the context of the government lying to us about everything else, misdirecting us about everything else, and then for some reason, this is the UFO stuff is the only conspiracy theory, quote-unquote, that the government is desperate.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492, 800-509-4492, 800-509-4492, that's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And that was about a group of humans who were actually developing advanced technology and were just a little bit ahead of traditional humanity. And this whole thesis, I think, is very underexplored. All you get over and over again is, oh, hey, here come the aliens.
I think you're absolutely right. We had problems again with Dr. Beatty's Skype, but I think he made good points just about these guys trying to hype it, and we're told to basically go in there and say this. And I know that the airline pilots, everybody, see these things flying around. They look like super high-tech, super fast drones to me. And it's just, I think it really signifies something big is about to happen with all the craziness we see. And I don't know if it's going to be a UFO landing in Central Park, and then some animatronic alien comes off and tells us, you know, to cut the carbon or we're all going to die. I don't know if it's going to be saying a solar flare knocks out the internet for a few weeks to have a global reset, a new currency. But they're certainly hyping a lot of different tracks of some type of big diversion.
There's no question about it. Actually, it reminds me, I wanted to follow up with you because you had mentioned you were, I think it was at the White House, and there was talk, it was during the Trump era, and there was talk of a project on the dark side of the moon with Musk. And we're looking at all these things going on with Musk and Musk turning Twitter to X, which is, you know, X is the symbol of that advanced technology that we follow so closely. The steganography is something very occult, but it relates to the technology. I was very curious to get you to talk further about that, because it sounds to me like there's something in that and in the fact that Musk couldn't pull it off or wouldn't pull it off.
Well, I was told by a guy that had worked for Musk first that Musk was at the White House in front of Trump, and they were talking about 3D printers on the dark side of the moon so it can't be seen by telescopes right over the edge, and that's where they were going to build the rockets to go to Mars, which is the official plan he talked about a little bit after I was told that, but that they'd already set up a bunch of stuff over there, that was going on. Then I had another source at the White House that I told about that, and they said, yeah, that's what was going on. Musk was going and getting funding for Trump and his space force and a bunch of reasons to do that. And reportedly that there's just a lot of stuff going on we don't know about. And that just like NASA, 90% of it or so, they were estimating, you're the real expert, correct me if I'm wrong, was actually military. And just what we saw with NASA, them up there watering plants and doing, you know, all this stuff was just a cover story, that most of it was clandestine, that indeed that's what they're using Musk for. It's kind of like a Howard Hughes 10.0.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. And I bet that program had legs, and that has something to do with the friction between Trump and Musk that happened after he left office. But it seems to me also that when you're talking about NASA, we're talking about a totally secret program behind NASA. And that goes back to the Kennedy era. And one of the things that Kennedy wanted to do was share that UFO file with the Russians. And this went to the very nest of the paperclip Nazis that were running our space program. And that's all on record, you know, that they were controlling the program and that it was the same command protocol from the Nazi rocket program. And the whole idea originally was Space Corps. That was a Nazi program to run everything on the ground from space. So how far away are they from achieving that goal by creating a threat? And remember, it's von Braun who comes directly out of that period and was the father of our Apollo program, who before he died gives this deathbed confession and says they're going to pull an alien threat, and that's going to be the last card that they pull, and it's going to all be a complete lie. So he was giving us, I think, something very important there. And this is the kind of history, when we look at the UFO file, that relates to what took place in the past in relation to NASA, but also the fact that we have all these psychic aspects that dig around whenever we get around the UFO file. And that includes von Braun, who had the remote viewing group at SRI develop an ESP machine to test astronauts with. Well, there's a reason he did that. We don't know.
And by the way, that's not a secret. So many people I know get mad about talking about this, but NASA was really a whole shadow government, not just rockets and not just space exploration. That's how they recruited all the whiz kids into programs. They thought they were being recruited into that, but they weren't. And then I know a major Hollywood producer. He's put out a whole bunch of big films. And I got to know him well. He was from Houston. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he used to really hang out with him a lot. He moved to L.A. But he told me that he was testing high when he was a kid. So they put him in a NASA program in Houston that I've been told about by some other people, and that it was all about making children more psychic or more tuned into their psychic abilities. And that NASA, basically, he told me, we're talking 20 years ago, was really a shadow group for a whole government psychic program.
Now, that's fascinating, and it adds up with so many of the things that they've done, because if you look into the CIA's history, the intelligence community's interface with NASA, there's a number of programs that they asked them to probe, including this program about Atlantis and the Hall of Records and things of this nature. So the CIA had a program in 1964 to go through the files of Edgar Cayce, who's a psychic, the Sleeping Prophet, and who was from Virginia Beach. And they wanted to know at his organization who had information about this old, ancient Atlantean technology. So they had a program to infiltrate the Association for Research Enlightenment, which is the Cayce Foundation. So the psychic aspect and the interface around the intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, it's
agencies,
total crap. Why would the CIA be trying to infiltrate it?
Yes. This is interesting, too, because if you actually look into the, if you just go a little bit into the Men in Black programs that are directly around the UFO file, you're going to find that they were employing through a group, I call the group X-Protect. It's a very small piece inside of the intelligence community that interfaces with aerospace to keep those secrets. And they keep the UFO file secret.
Remember who they had kill Bobby Kennedy was an aerospace CIA guy.
Yes, exactly. And what's interesting, we put that in the documentary I have called UFO threat file assassins. And here's the thing about Thane Eugene Caesar, which I think is fascinating. Not only did he work for Lockheed Martin, he worked in their Skunk Works division, which is, that's the whole Ben Rich alien reproduction vehicle piece. And he, you know, the famous quote that Ben Rich came up with was, "We now have the ability to send E.T. home." So if you go a little bit into Thane's history, he was a 26-year-old security guard. How did he get this incredible lofty position at Skunk Works? And he gets hired 3 days before RFK shows up at the Ambassador Hotel. So that is an incredible crisscross there. And if you dig a little bit deeper on it, you're going to find, and you mentioned Howard Hughes earlier in relation to Musk, and that's the same type of archetype. But it was Hughes Aerospace that was closely connected with all the activities around Thane Eugene Caesar and Bob Mayhew and the assassination of Kennedy. And it's interesting because it was Nixon who really got the benefit of that, but he had a huge UFO file background. So this is an interesting unknown aspect going on in the back of these geopolitical pieces, which is the UFO file and their knowledge of it. LBJ kept an X letter about Nixon was supposed to be open this year, you know, open it 50 years after my death. Well, what does the X letter contain? Well, they don't want to release that. The intelligence agencies don't want to have that X letter out. Well, X would give you some indication as to what the nature of the project is, because all these presidents knew at some point they're going to disclose this advanced technology, and I want my role in the middle of all of this to be explained.
Wow, it's really an incredible time to be alive.
Yes. And you've covered a lot. For you to say that, I take that to be a big deal.
Well, I mean, it's just, you can see everything's accelerating, moving towards a point. We know they're suppressing a lot of technology. We know we're in the middle of the universe. We know all the ancients said creatures were coming here. The Bible talks about it. But then we see what they're doing, and it's clearly they always follow the same Roswell, aliens. We saw, and it's the same. And then these people say, we're the first to ever say this. And there's all these, you know, Simon & Schuster published books by the so-called whistleblowers. Clearly they want to contain and control the story with the narrative they're putting out. And I think maybe something big's about to happen. I think you alluded to it with Eisenhower and people and Reagan and what they saw. Maybe they think something is about to show up and they're getting us ready. I mean, who knows?
Well, that's interesting because if you look at that period of time with Reagan, you're going to see right afterwards you get all the bizarre fraud and Iran-Contra and all this wild money going everywhere to fund something. So how much of the missing the money, you know, that we've seen so many people go after and say there's all this money missing from the government, but it's missing from NASA.
$800 toilet seats, $500 hammers.
Exactly. What does that tell you? I mean, and that goes back. How far does that go back? So when we're looking at it, I think we have to chart it from the National Security Act. It goes a lot further back. But if we use that as a touchstone, then we're going to see...
After 1947, that, the government goes UFO crazy.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. Impressive. Dark Journalist, darkjournalist.com. You're on with me at 11:30, 30 minutes of the show tomorrow. We're going to play the clips. We're going to analyze the incredible hearing from today. Thank you so much, sir.
I can't wait. It sounds great.
I can't wait either. Dr. Jane Ruby is loaded for bear. She's got a lot to cover. Always amazing. She takes over next hour. Infowars.com/show. Colloidal silver back in stock. Up to 60% off Infowarsstore.com.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.